Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, guys. Thank you for joining us for the second Diddy stream of the night. Please, if you've got questions, put them in the chat wherever you are in the world. We are going to gather all of your questions and keep this going. And right now, Tommy is just setting up his tech, and he's going to be with us in a minute or so. So bear with me. Shout out to everyone in the chat. Shout out to everybody watching already. We've already got 1,000. Already got nearly 1,000. And yes, Angie, can't wait to hear your fine gentleman, Tommy, speak on this topic again. Nurse, I'll be asleep when you guys go live, but I'm looking forward to watching the replay. Mischief managed. Sean's live right now and again in 45 minutes. What a beast. Thank you, guys. Good afternoon from New York, everyone. Kim Ray, hello from South Dakota. Excited to see Tommy again. Yay, made it. Teleport complete. Becoming me. Hello from Tennessee. As a boy, guys, hit that like, please, and a wee shirt too. Yes, this is the right video. You click went on the link when the last one ended. We have learned how to customize. I think Tommy has sorted out his tech. Let's bring him in, folks. Hey, Tommy, how you doing? Can you hear me okay now?
Try that.
Hold on a second.
Let's see. Well, looks like, all right, looks like he's still working on it. Still working on it. Let's see. Kristen is saying mischief, much mischief on the channel these days, exposing these Illuminati Club mofos. Tell us the goss. The goss is coming. The goss is coming. Yep, the Lifeboat channel. Please subscribe to Tommy's channel, The Lifeboat. All the links are in the description. Hey, Lifeboat crew. Lifeboat crew, let's bring him back in.
I don't have to go into
mine. Any progress, Tommy? Any progress?
You know what?
Can you hear me?
Hey, my man, can you tap dance for 1 minute? I'm going to put on an Apple computer, get this one off. We'll reboot. Everything will be groovy.
All right, go for it. Right, easy. he's changing his device. Let's just give him another minute while I coast through the chat. If you've got any questions, put them in. I'm starring them all and saving them all for Tommy. Greg says Diddler is a psychopath. He'll do well in prison if he can stay alive. Well, they've sequestered him, haven't they? He's with the high profile big wigs. Like Sam Bank Friedman, whatever the hell his name is. And he's getting lots of legal visits. He's got his lawyer holding his hand for many hours a day, getting him multiple bail hearings that nobody else in the world can get that many. Special treatment. Hey, it's Tommy from Surviving the Survivor. John, before I forgot, I had to watch Remote Viewer live stream again. It was very entertaining. We've got now a P. Diddy playlist. So at the top of the video description box is all of our P. Diddy playlist, and it's building up as fast as our Epstein playlist did. Let's hope that it just doesn't end dramatically like the Epstein playlist did. Poof, all gone overnight. There's some of it on my Rumble these days. What's crack-a-lacking? Yeah, we're bringing Tommy in. He's just had to change his device. Julie, sure I've seen a lot of Sean lately. Thank you. I hope you're not getting sick of me. Angela, this is important stuff. You are doing it very well, Sean. Oh, thank you, Angela. And a huge thank you to Shane, the guest booker. Shane has been working overtime to line up the guests, contact the guests. He's reached out to some huge players in the Diddy story. And we've got one possibly coming on tomorrow that's going to be a massively pleasant surprise for you guys. If I get the green light to announce it from Shane at any moment. If Shane is watching, keep me posted on that one. Hello, Lifeboat family. Hello, Sean and Tommy. And it looks like he's got his device up. He's just centering himself. Sherry, Sean, you are super busy. I've been liking your content. I was on the road doing schools talks and podcasts in the northwest of the country. And all this stuff started kicking off. And I just drove home. I cut my trip 2 days short because I thought, I've not seen anything like this since Epstein. This is something that, in particular, this kind of a subject resonates with the viewers on this channel. You guys know I've written a couple of books about Epstein and conspiracies and political assassinations. So, Will Diddy Survive Prison is a title right up my street. I can see Tommy centering himself right now. Tommy, brother, are you good?
I am good. It only took just a tick under 35 minutes. My girlfriend made it happen on her computer. I'm not smart enough to do any of this stuff, man. I swear to you. But she is. Relatable Reese made that happen. All right. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. I am just firing on all cylinders all week. We're doing nightly multi-hour streams on Diddy. We appreciate the two you've done, brother. Loads of people have been saying all week they've subscribed to your channel, getting back on. And it's not just a good grasp of the case you've got. It's your own personal experience for the viewers who are not familiar. Tommy's done time in the feds. He knows all the ins and outs. And since he got out, he's not been sat on his ass. He's been researching the hell out of true crime subjects. And he's done a load on his channel as well. So please continue to subscribe. So Tommy, since we last spoke then, what things have come out on the Diddy case that surprised you the most?
Well, it surprised me the most. I'll tell you what, the catch and kill that everyone is making a pretty big deal about right now. We talked about this the last time you and I were live. I said, you know, there's a couple of lawyers that are out there and they're already shopping around a couple of videos that have been catch and kill kind of things where, you know, they buy the story to keep from the National Enquirer getting it or somebody or TMZ getting it. And they usually will offer it to the star who's in the tape, right? Or the story. Well, the word has it that there's a 14-year-old boy on that tape, which of course would make this a whole different set of charges for Mr. Combs. But it would also, anyone else in that video is screwed. You understand that? If you are standing in the room when this is happening, you were part of the manufacturing of that stuff. They're going to throw away the key. But that to me was shocking that that the first of anything to leak is going to be a 14-year-old boy. And the you probably saw it. But the lawyer said, this name is bigger than Diddy's. Right?
Wow.
So you start thinking, now it wouldn't be 14 now, right? This would have been 14 at the time of the offense. But you start thinking, how many kids did old Sean Puffy Combs hang out around, right? There's only a handful of people this could be. You know what I mean? I get that a lot, by the way. A bunch of people said, holy crap, you guys look alike. That really cracked me up. But we definitely look like we, because we're wearing convict camouflage. Everybody in prison wears this. Yeah, that one shocked me. That one shocked me. And supposedly, here's the thing. So much of this is going to be BS. But I believe that there's a catch and kill tape with a 14-year-old on it. Whether or not the stories we're hearing about the 14-year-old being very, very unhappy about the tape's presence, I got to feel like if it was the two names, look, we're not in any trouble because this is we're taking a shot in the dark. Most people would guess that you're probably talking about Usher, right? Or you're probably talking about Bieber. Those were the two names that everybody immediately started thinking about. There were other kids that were there that young, but none that you would think, ah, well, they're bigger than Sean Combs, right? For men who are about that age, who could possibly be bigger than him except those two, right? If in my humble opinion, if this was true, they would buy it. I mean, seriously, how much money would you have to be asking for that tape for them to go, yeah, I'm not doing that. You know, these guys are made of money. If somebody said, you know, I want $25 million for it, I guess unless you're thinking, you know, this is the first one I pay $25 million, and there might be 30 more of these out there. But it's certainly getting interesting, isn't it?
It really is getting interesting. I particularly paid attention to not just what Busby said at the press release, but he did an interview with Chris Hansen towards the end of the week. I don't know if you saw it. And he added some details about the nine-year-old. And he also said that his wife is insisting on him getting 24-hour security. He's been inundated. Not only did the telephone line crash, but he's been inundated with material. And one person was bombarding his phone with freak-off party videos of stuff that he didn't want on his phone.
Correct, right? Unsolicited.
Yep.
So for those of you who are not reading very well between the lines, if you're trying to research something like this, and the proof is in the video, but the video shows someone who is not yet of the age of 18, then you being in possession of it, no matter how you got it, is subject to a very long time in prison, right? And here's the deal. That's just not what you want to go to prison for. You know, it's not the crime you want to have on your jacket when you're inside. What's keeping them from leaking it out now? Payday. That's what's going on. The people that have this, I think if they're legit, the people that have this want to get paid. I mean, think about it. I'm not trying to be to think like a criminal again. I'm really not. But if we play this game and you follow it out, what do you think a tape like that's worth? Have you heard urban legends? Have you heard the urban legend about what was on that plane when it took off here from the United States? There's an urban legend that he sold a compilation, right? Like the greatest hits of his freakout parties that had all of the most famous people that really would not want to be on it. Again, urban legend. Supposedly, he sold it to someone on the dark web for $500 million. Now, $500 million is an awful lot of money to spend on anything, right? But do you realize the power that a tape like that would be worth more than that? Even if it was just a ball player that you could get to shave a few points, or somebody that's on the board of directors of a publicly traded company who tells you that next quarter's earnings are going to be really down, like those kind. That kind of information, that's why these operations like this are terrifying. You know, people all the time, you probably hear it too, but you get comments of people who go, what difference does it make? I mean, even if they got the stuff on you, man, if you can start leveraging somebody like the Monica Lewinsky thing, right? Who cares? Well, who cares is if somebody has dirt on him and says, here's what I want you to do, or I'm releasing the tape, right? Well, I think there's a lot of people on these tapes. I think it's scary how many people we're going to see on these tapes, right? How very hips. Are you seeing a lot of parallels? It's scaring the crap out of me. The parallels between this case and the Epstein case.
Yeah. As soon as the indictment came down, there was just so many parallels. They've even got, you know, people like Gloria Allred defending survivors like we saw in the Epstein case. But just to refer to something that you said a few minutes ago about information, videos getting sent to a phone, things that you don't want on your phone. So there was a case here. There was a guy called Hugh Edwards, who was a chief BBC presenter for decades, like Royal News, big stories, funerals, weddings, he reported on. And somebody sent him stuff on his WhatsApp, and he kept receiving it. And there's all kinds of allegations come out about him. Anyway, he went to court, and they gave him a slap on the wrist because he's in the club. No prison time. And there's another guy. There was another TV presenter here, Philip Schofield, who allegedly he went to do a talk at school, and the kid contacted him on the socials. And then over the years, he got the kid a job, and he was having playtime with the kid.
When
the kid had become at the legal age in this country, there's a debate about whether it was under or over. But anyway, his career was ruined.
You've been grooming him since he was four. What difference does it make when you actually groom the deal, you lowlife?
His career was ruined, and now they've just put him back on TV last week. He's got his own TV show. It's like, if you're in the club, protect you. Now, we know that Diddy was in the club. And the video I did before this, Tommy, was about Diageo. The majority shareholder is BlackRock.
Yeah.
And Diageo paid Diddy $1 billion, and then he started leaning on them.
Yeah,
bye-bye. And I think that was part of his downfall.
No, you know, before that's a very astute thing to say. Honestly, now a lot of times I'll start chasing stuff down, and if I can't really get a kind of a grasp on it, like if it's not something that I don't want to come out with just like blatant rumors and talk about things that that are out there, but the market cap, right? The market cap for a company like that liquor, Diageo, these guys are bigger than countries, right? I can't remember what the number was, but it is in the, I don't remember whether it was, it might be hundreds of billions. It was a terrifying amount of money, right? And yeah, when you start bothering people, the rumor was this, and this I wholeheartedly believe. You see how fast he settled with Cassie, right? Now, the word is that he had no problem. Even if you're a billionaire, most people don't keep $30 million laying around in their safe, right? Like this dude was able to basically cut a check. And the word is, he didn't cut a check, right? It was in Diageo or whoever else had all of that money riding on the brand, right, of Sean John. They paid that, right? They paid that. Probably after sitting down and saying to him, hey, are there going to be 100 of these, right? How bad is this? Nothing to worry about. You take care of this girl and everything will be fine. But he didn't pay the first one. That is the word that handlers said, we'll cover this because he's worth it. I mean, think about right now. We know he's the biggest scumbag on planet Earth, right? But go back before we knew about Cassie and the lawsuit. And this guy was a rising star, right? Huge pull in the Democratic Party. You know, was doing the get out the vote stuff and, you know, really going hard and was rubbing elbows with some famous people. They gave him the key to the friggin' city of New York. I mean, holy hell. That's crazy.
All right. You got a question from Lisa. If the dark web tape is real, do you think it will pay Diddy's lawyer fees?
I think that if that tape is real, he's not going to have to worry about that. If that tape is real, he's got enough powerful people on that tape that he could probably make this go away. Or when he reaches out to him for that kind of help, maybe they'll tell him what maybe they told Jeffrey Epstein, right? Cool your heels, brother. We'll have you out of there in about 2 weeks. You know, he probably heard the footsteps coming toward the cell and thought, ah, cool. I'm leaving. And this is all just opinion, people. But I will tell you, and anybody that's done time, when they released the photos of the inside of the cell that he died in, he wasn't on the watch. No chance in hell. You know, there were sheets in there. There were towels in there. I mean, he literally had like six sets of linen, right? When you're on the watch, you got nothing. They give you paper clothing most of the time or a Barney Rubble suit. You know, you've seen the oven mitt. Yeah, guaranteed.
Question from Christy. Do you think Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Jennifer Lopez will be arrested next?
I don't think Jennifer Lopez is going to get arrested, and I'll tell you why. The dirt that they seem to have on J-Lo, allegedly, is that she carried a bang-bang into a nightclub where, allegedly, Shine Barrows used it. He didn't. Allegedly, it was used by Mr. Combs, and one of the people that got capped in the face said, I was looking at him like this. Like, she really has him dead to rights. The cool thing is there's a chance they could pull that bullet out of there. And they, even though that's already been adjudicated, they could reopen that as a federal case, not a state case. I think that there's a chance of that happening. I really do. But that's all they could get her for would be, it wouldn't be conspiracy to commit. She didn't know he was going to do that now they could probably get her for after the fact, right? Conspiracy after the fact. Because she aided and abetted in him getting away. However, They're going to bring her in a room and they're going to say, what would you rather do? Would you rather be a witness or would you rather be a defendant? Because it's completely up to you. She's going to say, witness sounds pretty good from where I am. I think you're going to see her as a witness. I think Jay-Z and Beyonce better get lawyers. Maybe not Bebe, but Jay-Z's in some trouble. I believe that.
Yeah, I found that a mind-blowing story myself, Tommy. It's like J-Lo and Diddy and Shane in the club. And apparently there was a drug dealer in there that Diddy had a dispute with. And the woman, when she got shot in the face, she's going into the hospital screaming that Diddy shot her in the face. Diddy shot me in the face.
Yep. Everybody heard her say it.
But when it comes to court, Shane took the fall and then became a politician in some foreign island. He got 10 years, didn't he?
He did. Then he got deported back to Belize, and now he is in the House of Representatives out there, and he's actually kind of a player. Now, keep in mind, this isn't the United States, right? If you bring in a $10 billion contract to the United States, it probably doesn't even get anybody's attention. You follow me? But if you bring $8 million into Belize, you've done something. And he'll tell you straight out. He said it in interviews. When he was doing that time, he was doing it for his country. He was doing it because he knew he was going to get a good sized payout, which he was going to be able to put toward a country that he believed in. Now, that's the story. Now, how is it that she yells, did he did it? Did he did it? Did he did it? I did a show on this. This is my opinion. But the feds have been covering up for him forever. Right. And we got a long history of doing this. We did it with Whitey Bulger. I mean, there are 10 names you could name off of people that we let do some rank stuff because they were giving us information. And I have an FBI person that watches my channel who has reached out to me. Dude's got credentials. Dude could show you when he worked. But he said in 2013, the feds had opened up a case into Sean Combs specifically for being with children under the age of consent. And he said it went away. The case just, like, the word came down to stop working it. And he said, he said, I'm not telling you that somebody said to kill it. All I'm telling you is it looked like it was going someplace. And then they said, yeah, no, we're not working on that anymore. So I think the feds have been protecting him because I think he's been handing over other people. I think that that's who he is.
Yeah. And imagine being the cop, because after that shooting went down, J-Lo and Diddy flee from the scene and get pulled over by the cops. Imagine pulling them over, fleeing from a scene.
Holy hell. Can I get your autograph real quick? And then I need you to put your hands behind your back. You got anything that might stick me? Poke me? What do you got in your pockets? And could you sign this autograph real quick? It's sick as hell. It really is. But that whole situation, like, people who step back and look at it from a distance, you go, huh? Right. How did this guy get convicted? Well, he got convicted because there was a lot of money that got spread around to ensure that that cat didn't get locked up. They paid off. He brags. This is Sean Combs, brags about the fact that the late Johnny Cochran was paying off jurors. Right. So who cares if the whole city knows you did it? You only got to pay off a couple of the 12. Right. The whole city knew he did it, but that didn't help.
Thanks for all the questions, guys. We are going to get to them. We've got 24 that have come in so far. Angela, does Jack W not say it was J-Lo who fired the gun? I suppose if there are no witnesses, it will remain as I was holding it for D.
Yeah. I love Jaguar Wright, right? So if you ever, and I tell everybody this, if you happen to know her, you tell her Tommy loves her. And I think she's one of the great, great interviews of all time. I would love to interview her, but she's a professional. I promise you, like, doesn't matter what questions are asked. Her answers look like she had the questions for 7 days. Like, there's inflection. And I get really tripped out when anybody's that good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that the woman's making stuff up. I'm not saying that her stories aren't legit. I'm just saying I did a lot of time and I hung out with a lot of people that when people are that good with every answer, you know, down to the inflection and drawing you in, like, she's a professional. I love watching her. But yeah, that's about it. Kim Roy.
She is the female gangster Shakespeare.
That's a great way to put it. That is a great way to put it.
Layback music. Can Tommy go into deeper detail about Jay-Z and why he's in trouble?
Sure. Absolutely, I can. Let's start with this one. Allegedly. All right. So here's what's going on. Allegedly, when Aaliyah was first discovered, right? There were a couple of different artists, right? A couple of different artists that were brought out to meet him. One was picked up at an island, right? In fact, Jag will tell this story probably better than I could. But one was picked up at an island where she was going to go in and sing to let some producers hear her voice. Her voice was so damn good that before the night was over, she was on a jet leaving her country island of origin without any parents anywhere nearby, right? No parental supervision. On a jet heading to New York it's heading to the U.S. for an audition. And the audition, I believe, was supposed to be in L.A. Yet after L.A., they jumped on another jet and headed out to see, guess who? Jay-Z. And Jay-Z has made a career of dating girls that should be going to the prom, right? Not dating a grown man, for real. Look at how long this dude defended R. Kelly. There was nobody left on planet Earth that didn't know R. Kelly was a lowlife. And the only person that was still standing by him was Jay-Z. And you got to ask why. Like, you're that solid a friend? Nah, man. If somebody becomes a freak, if they're a nonce, that's not something where you go, the crime you did is messed up, but we can still be friends. There are crimes that break all those rules. You know, they're going to come at him for a lot of underage stuff. And there are people who allegedly say that he was responsible for that plane crash, right? And who knows, man? Who knows? Aha, this is a great one.
Question from Linda. Is that why Ben Affleck distanced from J-Lo before it all blew up?
Want my opinion on this one? All right, so when the feds are going to start talking to people and it's a big case, right? Let's say they find out that I'm cheating on my girlfriend. And they got like 9 or 10 pictures of me cheating on my girlfriend in the act, mid-coitus. They're not going to let that drop in court normally first. They will end up reaching out to the person's wife and say, you know what, we need to talk to you. And they won't do it with her there. They'll get her one-on-one and say, look, we don't want you to get blindsided, but you ought to take a look at what this is going to be. Now, a lot of people say that probably happened, that they said, hey, there's some freak-off videos coming up. Let me show you what are on these. And Ben went, take it easy. But whatever it was, they had just bought a really nice Malibu house and it's already back on the market. I mean, you got to feel bad for these people.
All right. We've got almost 4,000 watching live across all platforms.
Gotta love that.
Tommy's on fire. He's been on the channel twice within the last month. So please reciprocate by subscribing to his channel. The link is in the description box on YouTube right now, the lifeboat. All right, so the next question from Agent Orange. How long will the federal prison keep Diddy at a time? After a while, he will be a burden to the warden's program.
They will keep him until he dies or until somebody makes that a little quicker. The feds, no matter how much you make them mad, if you start really angering the powers that be in the feds, they've got a cure for that, right? They call it diesel therapy. They will put you in a pair of handcuffs. Let's say you're in California. They'll say, we're sending you from here to Atwater, right? But they will pull over at every county jail between that stop and the one in Northern California and spend the night. And you will go to the SHU, right? In a county jail, which is the worst place in the world. Everybody screaming and then they will take him out, shackle him back up, put him in a black box, drive about 150 miles up the road and do it again. And I know guys that have spent 3 or 4 months, right, on diesel therapy. That will take the starch out of you. When you get to the next spot, you usually do that yes or no, sir thing. And if you don't, they'll send you to the ADX. And I promise you, if you walk into the ADX one way, you're going to walk out a different way. That place breaks people.
Tommy, actually, viewers, if you've got questions for Tommy, put them in the chat. How long do you think he will be unsentenced for? How long could this go on for?
Oh, this could, if they try to drag their feet, this could take 3 years. I don't know that that's in their best interest. I would imagine that the defense is going to want this to go quickly. And I think the reason for that is the more we talk about it, the more people come forward, and the more that people who have been victimized take a look at these people and go, look at the courage of these people coming forward. You know what? Now I'm going to come forward. Now I'm ready to do this. And I think the longer they go, I mean, here in our country, they got 800 numbers on commercials and stuff. Like, you're surfing the web and it'll pop up and say, you know, were you ever to a Diddy party? This is becoming a very serious thing.
Jan saying, who is it, Tommy?
Who is it?
That's not really, that's an incomplete question.
Hold on. I'll take a shot in the dark and go. Jamie Foxx. How about if we leave that one? Jamie Foxx. That's a decent answer to any question.
Get your questions in, folks. Next one is from Love to Hear Us Sing. But if they do that kind of therapy to Diddy, won't that make it easier for the club to take Diddy out? Take him out while he's in transportation? Is that what that person's...
I think that's what they're getting at. Diesel therapy is a pretty damn safe place to put an inmate. He's not going to be riding around on that bus with a bunch of friends. He's basically going to be sitting on a plastic seat. Everybody in there, right, has a chain that goes around their stomach. Your hands are cuffed through that chain, and then there's a black box that goes around the hinge part of the handcuff so that they can't move. It's lovely. And then your ankles are shackled together.
That's lovely. How do you piss?
And the first thing they do when you get out there, first thing they do is they throw you something to eat. I swear to you, you look down and go like this. What the hell am I going to do with this? Right? For real. The only way to drink, this is crazy, but the only way to drink is you got to get the glass and do it for the dude next to you. Right? True story. 10-second true story. True story. The first time I ever got on one of those buses, I was heading from Pahrump to Victorville, and there was a really old dude sitting next to me, and he goes, hey, man, let me put my left ass cheek on your leg. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah, I just want to put my left ass cheek on your leg. I go, no, man, no. And he goes, all right, man, you're going to wish you did later. And about 3 hours into this trip, I'm going, oh, my God. He goes, yeah. He's like, we should have been switching back and forth. He's like, but you're too tough. Oh, man, it was bad. It really was.
All right, one second. Let me go back to the questions. Ron wants to know, is there still more out with the Diddy case?
We've seen that much of the Diddy case, if we're lucky. And here's the crazy thing. Everybody keeps saying this is going to disappear like the Epstein case. There are way too many players in this, right? You think, well, there was tons of players in Epstein. No, there was Epstein and tons of victims. In this one, there's tons of players. There are a lot of people. You understand? A lot of people that are going to be on the hook for doing things that they shouldn't have. It's not just going to be Diddy.
Question from Martha. Why is Snoop being implicated?
I'll be really honest with you. The only thing that I have seen that is truthfully implicating Snoop is people that are trying to get clicks. I've tried chasing down any of those stories, and there isn't really any smoke on that at all.
What's the name of Tommy's channel?
The Lifeboat. And the other one is called Cults and Crims, as in like criminal. The ex-Scientologists like to call people like me, like the guy's a crim. And my girlfriend's an ex-Scientologist, so it's Cults and Crims.
Ms. Blue Ryans is wondering about Diddy's kids.
Oh, my God. It's, you know, the sad thing about that is, you know how you want to feel bad anytime somebody gets busted. And I know you know what I'm talking about, because you see guys in there and they got pictures of their kids and your heart just bleeds for those kids. This is a little different, man, right? This is a little different. There's a lot going on with his family. You know, this is allegedly one of his kids went to a bunch of freak-offs with his father. Man, I'd rather go skydiving without a parachute, right, than to be naked at an orgy with my dad. Like, what kind of weirdo? I mean, I don't feel bad for these kids the same way I do other victims of things like this, you know?
All right. Thanks for all the questions, folks. We are trying to get through them here. Dafreek, how much hardcore negotiating is going on?
I don't think you would believe it. I don't think you would believe all the stuff going on behind the scenes, because we're talking about catching kills and all that. How many people do you think out there just got one of these and they haven't called anybody yet? How many people do you think got weird stuff on their phone and they don't even know they got weird stuff on their phone, right? I got 30,000, you know, deals on my phone. I couldn't tell you what half of them are, you know? But I never went to a Diddy party either, so I guess I'm pretty safe.
You know, in terms of the negotiating then, the lawyers want to drag this out and do as much negotiation and file as many motions as possible to get the billable hours up. And didn't he just add, what's his name, Sam Bankman-Fried's lawyer to the, yeah, to the team?
Yes. He's trying to put together a dream team the way that O.J. Simpson did. But O.J. had certain things that he had to go after. DNA was brand new. So they brought Barry Scheck, who was the attorney to handle that, in because this was a guy that knew about DNA. And he didn't – all he did was word salad the dog crap out of people until they were so confused that they weren't sure they could trust that whole DNA thing. And then they had a blood expert, and then they had a crime scene expert. And he's thinking to himself, you know what? I got more money than OJ did, right? The difference is OJ, allegedly, was there with two people. Neither of them lived. Diddy did this in front of, I mean, so many people. This is not something you're going to be able to cover up. There's not enough money on planet Earth to cover it up. You know, there just isn't.
Just want to give a shout out to my guest booker, Shane, who's been working around the clock.
I love
getting
Shane.
Getting these great guests. I know you've essentially got a big one for tomorrow, Shane, but we do not reveal anything until things... Ooh. So all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. It's jinxed.
You know, let me just say for DA Freak one more time though, but the negotiations between prosecutor and defense, I don't think there's any of that going on. I don't think they could give Diddy a deal. I think privately on the civil end of this, the people that are suing Diddy, yeah, lots of negotiations. And people who are blackmailing him. Guaranteed.
You're getting asked about senior politicians and the Obamas in particular.
Whole lot of pictures, right, of Obama hanging out with Diddy. I would have a hard time believing that that we're going to see him in freak offs. Like that would be a real stretch. Were they at these parties? Yeah, they were. I mean, there's not much denying that. There's a lot of pictures and stuff taken, but. For a guy like that to really go out and party, I don't know if you've ever seen how a president or an ex-president travels. Any politician in this country has, I mean, like a group of people that walk around with him protecting him. Diddy wouldn't let people come into his parties carrying their own security, right? I mean, I suppose he would have had to make an exception for the president, but what a weird request, right? No, you can't bring your security in here. It's a good enough reason not to go.
Question from Gwig. YouTube channels are speculating Combs' involvement in the deaths of Tupac and Kim. What are your thoughts?
I think that Kim died at a really, really young age, right? And I think that if Kim was my mother or my sister or whoever, I'd be yelling, dig her up, right? I know that that's an uncomfortable thought, but as I said before, I met a guy in prison, right? Used to be a cop. His name was Drew Peterson, and he is in prison because they exhumed one of his wives who they thought drowned and found out that that wasn't the truth. That one, I think, needs to be exhumed. And as far as Tupac goes, it's almost, I don't think it's speculation anymore. I'll keep saying allegedly, but the whole world basically believes that there was $1 million and it was paid. And the guy that he paid kept it. And Keefe D, Keefe D wrote a book about this. He went on talk shows and talked about this. And now he's in jail. Who would have seen that coming? Can't write a book.
Yeah, I'll just add a little bit to that because I have read Kim's lost words in the last week and watched a lot of documentaries about her. We're all waiting for Chris Todd to authenticate it with the metadata, which would be a great thing. He said he is going to do it at some point. So you know, we don't know whether it's true or not, but assuming it is, let's say just to theorize here hypothetically. She said in this book, if it is her, that the new boyfriend died mysteriously of pneumonia.
Yep.
Diddy was behind it, that he was going to get her. She was suffering people falling around, break-ins, etc. And I think it was Gene Deal on his podcast this week. They were talking about how Diddy controlled a doctor. They had this doctor that was giving her this stuff, and he was there on the day of the death, and he's telling the cops, yeah, pneumonia, case closed, no big deal. So it seems like Diddy still had have influence over her to enable the facilitation of something that could have happened like this, because you don't know what's going into her bloodstream. Doctors are a leading cause of death these days. This has happened to many celebs. You know, how easy is it to push a doctor to cross that line to end someone that prematurely? Because people don't die usually from pneumonia at that age. What was she, 47?
Yeah, I think she was 41, wasn't she? Or am I confusing her with somebody else? Here's the thing. A follower of my channel sent me, and I got to verify him, right? So I won't drop names and everything else, but somebody that watches my channel sent me, allegedly, that there were four people who, if you read their autopsies, all say, every one of them reads autopsy. I mean, it reads the pneumonia, and then lists, you know, it looks like one of them was written, put on three different death certificates. If I chase those down and those happen to be real, it's going to be pretty scary, really.
Question from Kaza. Why was Corey Gamble at Kim's house with Diddy on the morning Kim died?
Well, that's another really interesting question, isn't it? Now, I'll tell you something. There are fixers throughout Hollywood, and I'm not necessarily I'm not saying that these people are fixers or anything else, but there are people, especially out in the Hollywood and in New York specifically, but if you mess up bad, right? If you really mess up bad, before you make a phone call to anybody else, you call Mr. Wolf, right? And the fixer comes out there and at least make sure that you're not going to be the one in trouble. I guarantee, because you're a pro, that you've talked about Ashton Kutcher, right? And you've probably talked about the time that he showed up to pick up his girlfriend, looked in the window and saw what he thought was red wine on the floor, right? Okay, do you know that before that dude made any other calls, he called Danny Masterson, he called his agent, right? Who did they call? A fixer, right? They call somebody like that. These people always end up at more than one death scene. I'm not accusing these people of anything, but I'd be really freaked out. That didn't smell right at all.
Well, while you brought up Ashton, you've had several questions come in about Ashton in relation to Diddy. What are your thoughts?
Ashton Kutcher. Here's the thing, right? I'm really into wristwatches. I buy them, I sell them, I collect them. So if I got four or five friends together, there's a real good chance all of them are into wristwatches. It's kind of why we hang out. We have things in common. Danny Masterson was this dude's best friend, right? Danny Masterson's a lowlife. We're not saying allegedly anything. I've met the Jane Does. This guy, he drugged women and then he did what he did. And he hung out with a lot of other people who have suspect, right? Real suspect, not people that we can prove, but allegedly, you know, Hilda Valderrama, you know, that guy is, this was a big thing. It was a club, it was a rat pack, and they liked underage girls. I think he's probably terrified. I guarantee you he's going to get subpoenaed, but he should be terrified. He really should be. That guy was he's still a lowlife, in my opinion,
All right, so Sherry, we had Corey Feldman on the channel about 2 or 3 years ago, and it got zapped.
Stop it.
It got nuked.
You had Feldman on your show?
Oh, yeah, he had us watch the documentary they made about the two Coreys, and it was absolutely heartbreaking. And he poured his heart out, and it got zapped off YouTube. You know, the club didn't want people hearing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, my heart went out to Corey. You know, listening to what he said that day. But the question is, does Corey Feldman know inside information? I believe he does. He has been hinting at stuff for years.
I think that one of two things is happening with Corey. He either absolutely has inside information and the information at this point is so old that it's not going to benefit anybody anymore. Like these people have either passed or whatever, because if he was in possession of the kind of stuff that he claims he has for people who are still around, I don't think he'd still be around. I think that there's an excellent chance they would have bumped him off already. I really do. But the other thing I would say is I feel like he has been trolling us for so long on this rock stuff There's no way he's being serious with the rock and roll stuff. I love the guy. I love his body of work. I really do. I'm not a guy that hates Feldman. But if you watch him on stage doing rock and roll, it's either Spinal Tap, right? He could not be that bad and not be joking. Again, I love the guy, but I'll send you some clips. It's hard to believe.
Viewers, if you want to watch my Corey interview, I do believe it's on Rumble. I'll have to double check when I get off the stream.
I'm going to watch that. I'm a fan.
Yeah. All right, we've got almost 5,000 watching across all platforms. Please subscribe to the Lifeboat, Tommy's channel. And next question is from Murray. And if you do have a question, get them in. We're trying to work our way through them. Do the names of those involved come out when the trial starts or before? It may take a year to trial, question mark. Well, Tommy said it could take up to 3 years. And what about the names, Tommy?
That doesn't necessarily mean that you're ever going to see the names. There are a couple of different options, right? To protect victims, they will very often redact by just putting a black pen, right? They redact the, then just black out the sections. However, very often when that happens, the people that are doing the redacting are insane. And to make sure they don't ever make a mistake of any kind, if there's nine names on that page, they're going to redact all of them. And I did a lot of freedom of information stuff when I was in prison because there was nothing else you could do. And it's frustrating how much of the stuff gets redacted. I think we're going to get a lot more because of the civil suits. I think the civil suits are going to, that's where the information is going to come from more than anything. You know,
I'm talking about redactions. The guy who first published Epstein's Little Black Book just confirmed to me today he's over his illness and he is coming on Wednesday, I think at 9:30. UK time. That's Nick Bryant. So a question from Marla. What about Kris Jenner and the Kardashians? Are they involved?
Well, there's some really interesting clips of film out there, right? So there's a clip out there where the mother's talking about being at a Diddy party or whatever, and the daughters are giving her hell because of her age or whatever. And in a very offhanded comment, like you say, you know, they never have good wine at those parties or whatever, right? She says, yeah, every single person there is naked and they're all getting, like she described what sounded like a freak off. And at the time, right, everybody kept saying, ain't no party like a Diddy party, right? So all of those things looked fine and kind of giggly and funny. Even when, you know, Danny Masterson is on a talk show saying, you know, creepy stuff. Everybody kind of laughed, but when you look back from it now, oh man, it doesn't age well. It's just creepy as hell.
Julia Dixon saying 5,000. Well, that's a record. Well, it's a credit to Tommy as well and his popularity with you guys. So don't forget to subscribe. I could respond to this, but I don't want to get myself in trouble. Let's just say, allegedly during the Epstein case, there was a rebroadcasting of a court hearing that got 55K on a live, but it was shut down by the federal court judge who was notified about it.
Yeah, that's good stuff, though. That's good stuff. I love that. Yeah, I love that. I don't think that, look, if he they're going to have to get way more creative to Epstein this guy, right? I mean, if we really look at, you know, how they're going to bump him off, a cop is going to have to poison this dude, and he's going to have to do it, right, in the hallway. There's no way to organize it down below on the, you know, this isn't like you're walking through a line and they're handing you a tray. These trays get built all the way on the other side of the campus. No one knows who's putting them together and they just stack them in there. The cops sometimes start on the third floor. Sometimes they start on the second floor. The cop that handed him his food would have to poison it on the way there. And I promise you that camera is going to catch that. The cameras in the feds are so good, you wouldn't believe it. You know, it's not like the movies. Like these things are good. You're going to know who's what. The only way I think they can do it, right? You want my humble opinion. This guy's got a really bad drug problem, allegedly. And allegedly, he's been getting his perks from the street, right? So he's been doing trank. He's really been doing xylazine, a lot of bad stuff. If you just shoved a couple of Perk 30s underneath that door, he'd do them. I promise you he would, right? This guy's got a bad, bad habit. And if he were to take those, I mean, if the guy dies of a drug overdose, I don't think the world's going to go, right? I mean, he had a drug problem, right? People in prison do drugs. He took a couple of weeks off, did a full issue. If I were him, man, I wouldn't get high. Promise you. Allegedly.
Yeah. It's allegedly. I think the location would depend upon the method that they chose to end him. There's various scenarios, isn't there? There's the Epstein method. There's the overdose hotshot method.
Yep.
There's the crazy guy trying to get convict justice for the Chomo jacket method.
They're never going to let anybody close enough to him. Now, after, I'm also talking about pre-trial, right? After the trial, don't listen to any of this. All bets are off, right? Because after the trial, the guy that wants to make a name for himself, or a guy who has assisted that had been, you know, assaulted, or there's a lot of people that have a lot of animosity. And then there's just the jealous people. Right. They've been watching this guy's parties on TV for 30 years while they've been in prison, and they just kind of like to, you know, take him out.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, you know, a lot of people got nothing in prison.
Yeah.
And if you can exercise power over someone like Diddy, there's a psychological motivation for people to do that, isn't there? Or even take his life. What a badge of honor for some people that would be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you saw it while you were in America. The people that are shot callers, with a couple of exceptions, I've known some good ones, but these are guys that are doing life sentences, and all they've got for fun is to just kind of play chess with people. There you go. Perfect. That was one of the names that I wasn't going to say because I haven't chased it down, but there is another one as well. Her postmortem reads a hell of a lot like Kim Porter's. I'll tell you what, it really does. And there is a third one. It's again, there's a lot of smoke. And I've always said this. I say allegedly more than the next guy. I say, you know, this is what people are alleging. But I will tell you this. When there's a hell of a lot of smoke, there's usually fire. I mean, that usually is the way it is.
Is that all a distraction? Social engineering?
If so, they're doing a great job, because there's a lot of really heavy stuff going on in other parts of the world, right? And, you know, we've been known for that. But I think this one, I mean, it's pretty well timed, if that's all they were going for. I think that what's happened is this is everywhere, and you can't keep getting away with it now. You know what I mean? There's just, as a YouTube creator, how many times have you already been caught on film going, oh, I wish I hadn't said that, or oh, I wish I hadn't been there? Just stupid stuff. Imagine being these guys where the camera's never, ever not on. You know, there's going to be a lot of dirt out there.
Next question from Don. What would happen if one of those tapes just mysteriously showed up somewhere and not on the dark web?
Well, I have a feeling that is going to happen sooner or later. If I had the kind of money and I bought that thing, I would, and again, if I were a criminal, because I'm retired, but I would have worked everybody on that list. I'd have taxed them until I would have had them pay me. I would have done all that until they were damn near out of money. And then I would have sent it to CNN for giggles. Right. I mean, that honestly, whoever has that is sitting on a lot of power.
Yeah. Any Iron Man, anyone who gets to the top of the fame or power structure, as far as the diddler did, you've got to, you know, grease the palms of politicians, I would say.
Well, Revolt, his label that he started for hip hop and youth culture, right? So it's like a television station. They did it out of, I believe, Atlanta. And the reason that they did it, I believe it was Georgia. And the reason that they did is because Maxine Waters got him a pile of money from the state as a way to do it. Now you go, why would she work with a rock star? Because he brought in votes, right? Vote or die, that was him. He started that. All of those things to get out the vote for the Dems, he was doing that. So yeah, he had a lot of friends that, and that doesn't mean, by the way, that they were at freak-offs, but he was definitely friends with a lot of politicians. It also doesn't mean they weren't at freak-offs. I'm just not alleging that anywhere.
Well said. Mike says, what stops them from releasing the tapes after getting paid not to? I was thinking that earlier.
Well, I got a question for you that will answer that. We all know, right? Everybody's heard that Diddy paid $50,000 to make sure that tape of Miss Ventura getting slammed into the wall and him kicking her and punching her in the head and throwing a vase at her, right? He paid somebody to not let that out. And then somebody sold that tape to TMZ. So I would say that's what happens. What stops them? Their conscience. Right? Let your conscience be your guide. I think that and there's a lot of ways to do it. I didn't do that. I didn't know another guy had the tape, but I came across it. For all I know, 9 other people had it. I just told you I wasn't going to pull it out. Nothing I could do about it. Maybe he shouldn't beat women.
So basically, you're paying for something, but there's no guarantees.
No guarantees, right? There's no guarantees. And you're going to say to the person, I mean, obviously, the lawyer's going to go, is this the only copy of this tape? And what do you say? I don't know. I hope so. You know what I mean? Like, for all I know, there's more. I can't tell you that. It's the only one I got. Oh, boy.
Wow. Let me go to this question because it pertains to what we're talking about from SB. Can tape be used as evidence if exposed on the internet first? Isn't it compromising the jury? Something like that, as if that's the case, many would benefit from exposure, but victims will suffer?
The fact that something was online does not mean that it can't be used in trial. No, they absolutely can use stuff. As far as the jury pool being compromised, do you think there's anybody on planet Earth at this point that they could get where if they say, do you know who Sean Combs is? Isn't not only going to answer, but be like, oh, the freak off guy? Like, you know, they're going to have to go to find some people that just don't watch television and don't read newspapers. And yeah, this is a couple of interesting questions, isn't it?
Is Pink or Adele involved?
Well, Pink erased her social media, right? There's a lot of people that got rid of all of their social media stuff right around the time that all of this, right, came out. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're involved, but if it were me and I was alive in the 90s and I got along great with Diddy, didn't stay for any after parties. I didn't know the guy was doing this stuff, but we played golf, right? He lived in the same neighborhood. I'd be getting rid of any damn picture I had with his face on it, I promise you. But the flip side of that is you got a large channel, right? How long does it take to come up with 880,000 people? She had like 3 million and she just went, yeah, I'm done. And everybody that's been deleting them have huge footprints. And if they think they're doing it to keep themselves in trouble, that's silly. They're not going away. I mean, they'll be there forever.
Spirit Dragon, he has a third bail hearing coming up with a new judge. Do you think the judge will let him out on bail?
Well, that sounds good, but that's not really what's happening, right? They got to word it the right way in the press so that people will bother listening to it. But what's happening, and there's going to be a fourth and a fifth. You only get 2 shots at that. They have put in something to say, we intend to appeal this. So they're taking it to the next level, right? It's not that there's all of a sudden a new judge. They're going to an appellate judge, right? And the appellate judge, in my experience, if something good is going to happen, it's not going to happen at that first one. That first one's a rubber stamp of the one below it. And the longer it takes for them, judges are no different. What judge in America doesn't know what Diddy's done? I mean, they're into this kind of stuff, right? They're watching what's happening. I don't see Diddy getting out. And I will say this, I've said it on every show I've gone on. If Sean Combs gets out on bail, he's also going to win the case because someone's been paid off at a really high level. If this dude gets out of jail, we better be real nervous because he is the worst candidate for bail that the feds have ever seen.
Yeah, you know? Good observation. Sunflower has asked, I saw Diddy on YouTube recently paraded a little girl saying he sort of adopted her. Does anyone know what happened to her?
The last I've heard of anybody that's that 6 months ago is the closest I have seen that anybody could find an image of her that could be verified. You'll see a bunch of stuff because people are clickbaiting the hell out of the little girl. But I think that the adoption thing was... it's like a publicity stunt. It's not like the girl had moved into to Diddy's. I think he just threw some money the family's way. It's a very weird story, but it's creepy again, right? When you watch the clip of film, you're like, I adopted a white girl. Like, you know, tell him about your black daddy. Like everything he said, it was like he was trying to make it look like it was dirtier than it was. He's a weirdo.
Next question is from the Diddy Dockets. Why aren't Jay-Z and Beyonce denying the allegations that are being presented by Jaguar Wright, who claims to have receipts? They have ignored her on YouTube for years, but now she's appeared on Piers Morgan's show.
Well, you know, normally I could see where The normal thing is, man, somebody says something like that about me, I am tearing their head off. I'm going to go do an interview and tell these people what a dirtbag they are. But you could probably ask the host, right? If somebody starts saying something about you, even if you're an L-list celebrity, right? Not an A, B, C, D. But if you got anybody that follows you of any kind and somebody comes out tomorrow and says, you know, Tommy Scoville has sex with sheep. And I do a video where I go, hey, man, I don't do that. You know, it's not something I've ever done. The next person that talks, I'm going to have to make a video and say, I didn't do this. So there's a lot of people, especially in the top echelons, that just don't dignify it, right? You know, just shut up. Don't let them say whatever they're going to say, because this is the world that we live in. And that may be the case. My guess, though, is that their attorney has said, don't say a word, because they're building a case, right? And they don't want their clients saying anything. That's my gut.
All right, next question is there any way Diddy can get off on a technicality?
No, absolutely not. Here's why. When you hear of things like somebody getting off on a technicality, it's when there is one piece of evidence, right? So what happens is you have a film of a guy doing something, right? And it's dead to rights. Here he is. However, you got nothing else on him, right? No one knows where the guy's been for the last 3 months. They can't back anything up. And the judge says that tape's inadmissible, right? Well, that's a technicality. Somebody didn't fill out the paperwork right, or they didn't get a warrant. And the technicality meant they had to throw that evidence out. And that person walks because there's nothing else to tie him to the crime. I don't think we got to worry about that with Diddy. There's a lot of dirt.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Connections to Oprah?
They're certainly in a lot of pictures together, but Oprah seems to be in a lot of pictures with everybody. In her defense, she's probably one of the most famous people in our country. That said, I don't trust her and I never have, but that's a personal thing. She gives me a bad vibe, really bad vibe.
Yeah, viewers, if you want an expansion on that, watch the podcast we did with Jay Dyer last night, who writes about esoteric Hollywood. And he knows a lot about Oprah.
She gives me the creeps.
Kaz is asking, do you think Quincy will tell what he knows?
Good question. I don't know that. Probably not. Probably not, I guess, is the answer. It's going to be really interesting because I think that there's going to be a lot of people that are just going to shut up. And there are going to be people that we really wish are going to come out and talk, but I think we're going to see a lot of people. These are careers, right? When you start throwing you start throwing run-of-the-mill, boring, missionary vanilla sex, people start freaking out. That's not what was going on at these places. They were buying their sex toys in lots of 700 at a time, right? These are parties.
Ivy's mama wants to know whether Usher or Bieber will be forced to testify at this trial. Couldn't they plead the fifth to avoid sharing details and embarrassments? That's a great question. I hadn't thought about that.
The pleading the fifth doesn't give you the... You can't say, this is really embarrassing, I'm going to plead the fifth. The fifth only protects you from saying something that's going to incriminate you. So if they say to me, what were you doing Saturday night? I'm going to plead the fifth. I'm not going to tell you where I was on Saturday night. Well, are you friends with so-and-so? Well, if I tell you I'm friends with him, you're going to know I was probably with him on Saturday. Now I'm going to plead the fifth. But if a judge really wants to hear them, then the judge goes, okay, I'm just going to give you blanket immunity. We're not going to charge you for anything you're about to say. So your Fifth Amendment rights, don't worry about them. You got full immunity. Now start talking. What they will do instead is they'll answer the subpoena. They're not going to put you on the stand unless they've asked the questions already, because they don't want to ask a question they don't know the answer to. It makes them look stupid. So you depose every single witness, right, before it starts. And when they depose them, if somebody comes in and goes, all right, Justin, I want to know, you were about how old when you met Mr. Combs? And he goes, F you, right? Well, that's kind of hard to deal with. He goes, well, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. F you. And if he keeps doing this, by the way, this happens all the time at depositions. The guy will threaten him and he'll say, well, then fine. We'll just put you on the stand and let the judge declare you a hostile witness and force you to talk. But it's scary as hell putting someone on the stand if you got no idea what they're going to say. They can probably stay out of this if they really want to. It is possible in our country.
Sharon's wondering when do you think the list will be revealed?
I think in the next 30 days, we're going to know a hell of a lot more than we do now. The attorney that is handling this case out of Houston said that we're going to start filing instantly, right? As fast as they can file one, they're going to get to the next one. And he said he was hoping to see those start in earnest there'll be a few that might happen before that, but they're really going to start on the mail within the next 30 days. And I would imagine that we're going to see a lot of that.
I can't believe the amount of people that Busby called out on that conference, because looking at the Franklin scandal, the chief investigator there went down in a plane crash with his son. I hope that he does beef up his security and nothing bad happens.
Well, he's got a tank on his front yard. I mean, that's probably a pretty good sign. How many people do you know have a friggin' tank on their front yard? Sends a message, right? Definitely sends a message. An alpha plea. There you go, right? For those that you guys are all true crime fans, most people probably know.
Well, please explain that, especially for the Brits.
Okay, it happens a lot in this country. Where you see it more often than anything else is when there's somebody that's been sitting in prison a long time, like the West Memphis Three. You guys probably know that that case where these kids were accused of a crime that they didn't do, and it be this satanic thing all around them, because God forbid these people actually listen to some heavy metal, but they painted these kids as Satanists and they convicted them, and sent at least one to death row, and when they realize they screw up, right? They don't want the world to know they screw up. So what they say to them is, it's really not, I don't think that there's enough evidence to prove that you didn't do this. But if you sign an Alford plea right now, which basically says, yeah, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, but I'll sign to this thing. If I get no time or whatever, I'll do the, yeah, that's me. And you know what's crazy? In the case of the West Memphis Three, one of them went, nah, I'm not signing that. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not guilty of this. They finally convinced him to do it. But for weeks, the kid held his gun and said, I didn't do it, you know, but it's a possibility.
Could Bieber legally be a John Doe?
I mean, yeah, in theory, if it happens before the person's 18th birthday, right, then they usually can use a Jane Doe or a victim one or a victim two. But guess what? These are not people that went around and lived normal lives, right? To describe the fact that these people are with them, the huge Bieber fans are going to go, oh, all right, so this was in what month? All right, was he on tour then? Could he have been in L.A.? The internet sleuths, whether they Jane Doe or John Doe, we're going to know exactly who they were. I met the Jane Does with the Danny Masterson case at the courthouse. I knew who every one of them was. I knew all of their names, like, long before. It just doesn't – I wish it worked better than it does. It works really well for very young kids in situations where no one is famous. But it doesn't really help much when people are famous.
Do you think Jenna's been working with the feds to save herself?
Right. Interesting question. And I have not thought of that, if you want to know the truth. But I would bet that woman would do anything to benefit that woman. You know – I have someone who told me on really good authority that before any of these people, any of the daughters picked boyfriends or did any of that, that they used test groups to see whether or not they liked tall, short, white, black, Asian, whatever. Like, they were going to go with the boyfriends that the fans were going to like the most. And that's just friggin' terrifying. You know what I mean? It's terrifying.
Could any charges be brought to the parents of the underage victims for neglect or something?
You know, it so rarely happens. But yeah, they could. And especially in this one, because there are some allegations, right? Alleged, just another alleged thing. But it is alleged that on several occasions, for lack of a better way to put it, family members pimped these kids for the purpose, like knowing full well what was going to happen. But man, it'll be so much money, you know, take one for the team. This is what happens in the music industry anyway. Just go in there and, you know, bear it. So yeah, I think we might see some, but it's rare that that happens.
Thanks, Kaz, the moderator, asking for people to like. We've got, what, 5,000, over 5,000 watching across all the platforms. Don't forget to subscribe to Tommy's channel, link in description box. All right, from Graham, will this be the first case where multiple celebrities get jailed?
Maybe. I can't think of another one where there were... Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard a case where multiple famous people go to prison. That this would probably be the first that I can think of, unless there's one there and I'm missing it. But I can't think of any. It's very rare in our country. It's very rare in our country that people go to prison. I'm not kidding. In other countries, I think that you may miss this. If you get caught with a bunch of drugs, right, a bunch, then you're probably going to prison on the first time because they have these laws about how much you have. But let's say you're a petty thief. Like, I knew guys that got arrested 25 times for stealing stuff before they finally just said, screw it, I'm sending them to prison. I mean, it's a pretty forgiving system here.
Does the Balenciaga scandal fit in with this?
Opinion, straight opinion, right? This is my opinion. They celebrated what is the worst of all of Hollywood. They were celebrating the fact that everybody out there seems to really like people under the age. They didn't give a crap, and they put out a lot of stuff that I think even the parties that be, the ones that like that freaky stuff, were like, hey, you went too far on this. I think the tentacles of this, I've said this before, I'll say it again, this is the largest crime organization in history, and it has never gone on. There's no crime organization that's ever gone on longer. They have been screwing people on record labels. They've been screwing people on every aspect of entertainment. If you really look at it, you'd be surprised. When you get all excited and you hear, you know, that actor made $20 million on a picture, and you're like, my God, who's worth that? You chase it down, they probably took home two. For real. The number of people and the number of fees, and there's always the distribution under the age of whatever fee, and then there's the distribution to old people in retirement homes. I have been in a couple of films. You sign a day player's contract, I swear to God on all that's holy, it says you're giving up your rights to the film in this country or any other, on this planet or any other, in this universe or any other, into perpetuity. Like, the first time I read that, I'm like, what the hell? You're afraid that my great-great-grandkids are going to say, wait a second, you owe him money for the stuff you rented on Nebulae 6 or whatever. I mean, Hollywood's evil, man. I don't think it's hard to get to really get a handle on how disgusting it is.
Stephen Baldwin, what on earth is going on with his social media postings?
Well, he's a believer, right? He's a very, very faithful believer, perhaps to the point of being a zealot. And I think he's trying to be cryptic in some of the things that he does. And I'm not trying to be a dick, but I think he's probably trying to be relevant. You know what I mean? Like, he's not the Baldwin. If I say, hey, Baldwin, you don't go, who, Stephen? Right. I think of all of the, he's kind of like the low rent Baldwin. And I think he does a lot of crap to try to stay relevant, you know, but God bless him for getting sober.
Does Tommy believe Leola Brown regarding Whitney Houston?
Honestly, Whitney was so messed up. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but Whitney was so messed up. I think that a lot of people benefited if she had an accident that unalived her. I think a lot of people benefited. And I think they benefited to the level where that's the kind of thing that people will bump somebody off for. So I can't say that I doubt it. I can't.
Will we be getting to see Taylor get dumped again?
Good question. Outside of my wheelhouse, but definitely a good question.
Go to the next one. Is it true that the Jenners have been paying off Diddy's SA victims for years?
I don't know that. I don't know that. I know that the Jenners have more money at this point, I think, than the U.S. government. Seriously, I mean, one of the daughters, I think it's one of the youngest daughters, is a billionaire, right? A billionaire. She was the youngest person, and certainly the youngest female, a billionaire. So I'm scared crapless of families that don't seem to have a lot of morals but have that much money. And you know, it's easy to lose sight of the fact that how they got famous, right? I mean, they got famous from a porn film. Yeah, her dad was an attorney and a pretty famous one, actually, but not that kind of fame. You know, she got famous for doing a porn film, and they've parlayed that, haven't they? Holy crap, you can watch me have sex if I can make that kind of money.
Right, we've got 15 minutes left with Tommy, folks. Get your final questions in. It's gone really fast, and thanks for all your questions so far, and thank you for all the people who put in the chat. They have subscribed to Tommy's channel. Seago, will this case open the door to investigate the excessive, mysterious disappearances that surround Diddy?
I'm terrified that this case is going to get very narrow in scope, right? And I think that you're always in danger when you got 700,000 pieces of evidence. I think they're going to really specify and try to taper this down so that, and the answer is no, we're not going to see that. I wish we were, but if we do, it's going to be somebody like us. It's going to be somebody that tracks it down. It's not going to be the cops.
Are Pink or Adele involved?
I don't think either of them are involved. I think they both had pictures probably standing next to the dude, and that's enough at this point to really make people embarrassed.
What did Tommy go to prison for?
Well, let's see. I went to prison on more than one occasion. So I've been to prison for possession of stolen property. I have been where I was basically fencing some stuff. I went to prison for bank robbery. Although I didn't rob a bank, it was conspiracy to commit. They couldn't even put me in that bank. And then the last time I went to prison for kind of gun running, buying and selling guns. And I was guilty of sin of that one. And I was guilty of all of them. I just wasn't guilty of the bank they charged me with, but I had been robbing other banks. So seems fair.
Is Clive Davis Diddy's pimp? Allegedly.
Clive Davis. Allegedly, Clive Davis is, he came out of the closet or half out of the closet, I guess, because he's bisexual or whatever, pretty recently in terms of his entire life. But the word is he's always had a little protege that wanted to be a star that he was doing bad things to. It looks to a lot of people as if Diddy paid a lot of attention to the things that Clive was doing to him, and that's how all of this started. And I cannot prove or disprove that, but it's logical sounding, because I've always said from the beginning, I didn't think Diddy was smart enough, no offense, to pull all this off and to see the angles and all that. But if your mentor was doing it, I could explain how you could build an empire as fast as he did.
What do you think of Wendy Williams' statement?
I think that Wendy Williams has been correct in everything she said always. And I think it's cost her her career, you know, at one point, not totally, but she took a really big hit. I think sometimes it's a little sensational. You know, the picture that she was talking about that was in such a gay and compromising position, it was a dude who pants somebody and they kind of caught the picture at the right time. I think it's a little odd, but I don't think it necessarily was as incriminating as she made it out to be.
Will this case clean up the industry?
Yeah, you know what? As long as, this is my opinion, as long as there's going to be an industry where a person saying yes can make you tens or hundreds of millions of dollars and make you more famous than, you know, 99.9% of the people on the planet, then there's always going to be some guy who says, how bad do you want this part? Because I think that's human nature, sadly, is, I'm not saying it turns people into that, but I'm saying if there's this much of that in you, you get unlimited power and it's going to turn you into Weinstein, right? Or Diddy.
So ask Tommy what happened to Ava, JA3.
I'm not sure. I'm not.
I don't know who that is either. I don't know if that was part of the Diddy case.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Have you seen the Gene Deal, Roger Bonds, ex-bodyguards interviews? What do you think of what they've had to say?
I think that I would be really careful if I had been a bodyguard for Sean Combs, and I could sit around and say, oh, I was at a party where he doped this up and then they did this, this, and this to her, that it starts sounding a lot like you're complicit in it. I believe that one of those two has probably already cut a very, very good deal, and he is out there telling his story with impunity. The other one, I don't know that that has happened yet, and I'd be real careful who you do interviews with, because I think that there are some people out there that that don't mind if their interview gets you arrested. So I would be very concerned about either of them if they've not already cut a really good deal with the feds.
We've had a correction here. The previous question meant Aaliyah.
Ah, Aaliyah. Well, that makes more sense. As I was saying earlier, there are a lot of people who believe that Aaliyah was murdered, and allegedly that would have been by the other Sean, right? Sean Carter, not Sean Combs. So Jay-Z, it has been said for a long time that people believe he had her drugged because she didn't want to get on that plane. And then she got put on a plane that she had complained about, said she didn't think the plane was safe. And obviously it wasn't, because it cost her her life. It's a sad situation all the way around. It's a very, very sad situation. And it's another one of those situations where these people, you know what? You can find people who are 18, 19, and 20 that probably sing fantastic. But boy, there's a lot of people that seem to like to find them at 14 and 15 and 16. And that's a problem.
Do you think Michael Jackson was taken out?
Again, he's worth so much more dead. But I think the thing with Michael was that wasn't the first night he was on propofol. I think that this was a guy that had such a hard time sleeping that, I mean, if you've ever been knocked out for a surgery, they were doing that to him every single night. You know how messed up that is? If you have anesthesia 365 days a year, it's a friggin' miracle he lasted as long as he did, right? That's a dangerous procedure. When you take someone down and bring them back, God help us. So they may have, but it was a really stupid way to put someone to sleep.
Yeah, and we've got John Potash coming on. It's on the 13th of October now, and he's going to be talking about Diddy, Kurt Cobain, John Lennon, and he really gets deep on the intelligence CIA side of those mysterious occurrences. All right, so Kathy, do we know that the 14-year-old male victim was a celeb?
We do. This has been described in the Catch and Kill as a celebrity on a larger scale than Mr. Combs would be, than Diddy would be. So yeah, absolutely. It's we know that the person is very, very famous, and we know that the person was 14 at the time of the incident. That's about all we know currently.
Did Tommy compose the poster behind him?
No. I love that though. I picked that up at a little store in Nashville. Love it.
Why does he have the same prosecutor that Maxwell had? Is that the case?
I was not aware of the fact that, but it's not, it shouldn't be a shocker in any way, shape, or form. The way it works is they're in the Southern District of New York, right? And the federal government breaks up, the feds are broken up into a whole lot of different areas, right? So you got circuits, rather. And you could have five states or six states in one circuit. It becomes a lot more important as you're getting appeals. Right. Because you can't, that way you can have one appeals court for nine different, judges in nine different places or whatever. But they're all going to, Sam Bankman-Fried's got an excellent chance of catching the same prosecutor, because there are very few cases, right? Federal cases that are going through the Southern District of New York. There's probably six prosecutors. So you had a pretty good shot of catching the same one. And it makes sense because they did really well in convicting her. Why not? Right.
Hi, guys. Aren't attorneys, as officers of the court, obligated to hand over a tape reported to have a 14-year-old on it and not shop it around?
Absolutely. This is not how that went down, right? This is, the Catch and Kills don't work like that. The Catch and Kills work like this. The person that has it will approach an attorney and say, I know you're an attorney for whoever, right? For Sean. And here's, I'm not going to show you the video. I'm not going to show you anything that's going to get you in trouble, but you recognize this kid's face, and it'll be a shot, you know. Okay. Can you tell by everything that's blurred out what might be happening in this video? And usually they go, yeah, I got a pretty good idea of what might be happening. Well, I'll tell you what, I will show this to your client in its entirety. But why don't you reach out to him and tell him that if he doesn't want this, TMZ is pretty damn interested. So that's usually how the catch and kills work. If there was an attorney involved in selling this, yeah, that attorney could go to prison. Yeah, absolutely.
Don wants to know why you think SBF hasn't been prosecuted yet.
First of all, it takes a very, very long time to prosecute somebody in the feds. He's not, I don't know that he's too far off of what the normal schedule would be. And on top of that, we know he's special, and I'm not being disrespectful, but he's going to have to go through a lot of psychological testing, because as sharp as this guy is, there were some people questioning how much he could aid in his own defense, whether or not he's capable of standing trial, believe it or not.
When is the 50 Cent doc coming out, or is that just fake?
I always thought that the documentary was, I don't think it's fake. I mean, my understanding is that Netflix cut the guy a check. That would be a hell of a fake. But I think that it's always been a bigger deal than he could maybe produce. But boy, oh boy, he can make it now. I think we'll see it. And we'll see it soon.
What do you think about the Home Alone dude who was messed up for a long time? Who's that? I can't remember.
I think he's talking about the kid that Macaulay Culkin, right? The Home Alone dude. Macaulay Culkin used to live, for all intents and purposes, at Neverland Ranch, which was Michael Jackson's home. And usually they will come out and say, nah, man, you know, they denied that it ever happened, right? So who knows?
Final few minutes. If I've missed your question, get it back in now. It's gone so fast. I've not been able to keep up with everything, but I've tried. Robert, question for Tommy. Whatever came of the FEMA prison trains?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. There are a lot of, allegedly, there's a lot of stuff out there waiting for civil unrest in this country. They're ready to roll. But those are things like I've seen photos that purportedly show all those things, but they could have been any prison that I was on. Right, for real, at 3 o'clock, they could have taken a picture of any prison in the U.S. at 3 o'clock and said, this is what you're looking at, because there's never a guy outside. Right, it looks dead at all times at a prison.
Is it the calm before the storm, like Bieber's father-in-law said?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%, this is the calm before the storm. And the reason is that none of this stuff is going to get out into the world until it all gets, you know, the process takes place, and we're not going to watch it. So we're going to be hearing it, reading transcripts, because there's not going to be a camera in there. So, yeah, this is the calm before the storm. It's going to get rowdy, especially as names start dropping.
Thanks for the super chat. Robin and Tommy, who is at the very top of all this?
That's the real question, isn't it? That's the real question. Now, all I could do would be to take an educated guess. I'm telling you, I like looking at Sir Lucian. Gives me the creeps. I think that that guy's in there a whole lot deeper than you think he is. And I think that Clive is too. I really do.
Thoughts on Dan Schneider?
My question on Dan Schneider is he must know something or know people. I don't understand how that cat's not doing time. Like, I don't understand how that guy's not doing time. Gotta be something he knows, right? Gotta be. Yes,
I remember Ricky at the Golden. That was the faces.
Was he awesome or what? When he dropped the joke about Epstein and they all started going, and he goes, "What? He's your friend. He's not my friend. He was your friend." Love Ricky Gervais is great. Yep.
Is Naomi Campbell a Maxwell character in this?
Oh man, you know what? I don't have the guts to answer that. How's that? I don't have the guts to answer that. But if I were leaning in one direction, I'd say, yeah, I would. She certainly spent way too much time. Yeah, I think that there's a chance for real.
Do you think Mike Tyson has any knowledge?
Yeah, but I don't think that it's nothing that's going to rock our world. He went to enough of these parties that he has seen what a Diddy party is. And that clip of film that they keep purporting of him being really freaked out that Diddy went over there and put his hand on Tyson – you guys got to remember who Tyson was at that time, right? If you watch the whole clip, he picks up his hand and comments on the diamonds and the watch. If a guy put his hand on Tyson at that time, Tyson would have turned the guy's jaw into sand. He punched people every other day, right? That was at a time when that man could not be controlled. Trust me, Diddy didn't put his hand on his leg. And I hate Diddy. He wasn't making a pass at him. That's just fun stuff to watch, but that wasn't happening.
Will they be removing stars from the Walk of Fame in Hollywood?
I'll tell you what, Diddy's star, if it's still there, it won't be there for much longer, because if they don't remove it, someone will. Happens all the time. Yeah.
Tommy, we've hit 90 mins. I think you've done so much of the channel. We need to reprieve you from this. Thanks for answering all the questions. Just tell the viewers your channel names and why they should go over there and subscribe, what they can look forward to.
Sure. The Lifeboat, straight up, I started the Lifeboat because I didn't want to have to go to AA and NA meetings. So it started as a sobriety channel, and that ended really quickly. And now the vast majority of people there are not trying to get sober, but they want to live a better life. We talk about true crime. We talk about a lot of other cool stuff. And Cults and Crims, we talk about stuff that you just wouldn't believe. We get really raw, really dirty, really foul, and we're lucky we're still a channel. You should definitely check out Cults and Crims. It's a lot of fun. It's me and my girlfriend, and it's a lot of fun.
And all then, right, brother. You take good times.
I really appreciate coming on here with you. You can call me whenever. I enjoy this channel. I really do. You got a great audience.
Much appreciated. Thank you. I'm going to close the show, and you have a great rest of your day. Cheers.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks for all your questions, guys. And I'm going to give you the lineup of what we've got coming up, because it's nonstop Diddy all week. All right. So tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. UK, we've possibly got a Diddy insider person high up, let's just say, to that knows what's going on, let's just say a big name. 6:30, we don't know for sure yet, but hopefully. And then we have got on Tuesday night, if you guys watch Lionel Nation, Lionel the lawyer, he's doing stuff on Diddy on his channel, he's coming on. Then on Wednesday night, we have got Nick Bryant, the publisher of Epstein's Black Book, coming on, who's done a lot of work on Epstein and the Franklin scandal. We've got long-term friend of the channel, Charlie Robinson, coming on Thursday night with the video titled From Diddy to Dick Cheney, Cults of Evil. And then on the 13th, we have got the return of John Potash for Diddy, Kurt Cobain, John Lennon, connections with the CIA, MK Ultra, and all that good stuff. So we will see you at the next one, folks. Thanks for all your questions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.